The spring of 1889 in Seattle had been beautiful. There had been little rain and temperatures were consistently in the 70s. Unfortunately, the unusually good weather proved to be disastrous, as the extremely dry conditions allowed for the worst fire in city history. The Great Seattle Fire started on June 6, 1889. Seattle's water supply proved to be a major problem in fighting the fire. Hydrants were only located on every other street. The pipes were small, and many were made of hollowed out logs, several of which would burn in the fire. As more hoses were added to fight the fire, water pressure fell to the point that the hoses didn't work. Firemen tried to keep the fire from spreading further by pumping water from Elliott Bay, but the tide was out, and the hoses were not long enough to reach the side of the building closest to the fire. At the same time, the water supply was dwindling. The wind rose, helping the fire spread. Soon the mill was on fire, as well as the Coleman Building and Opera House. By 4 o'clock, most residents realized that downtown Seattle was doomed. The fire had crossed 2nd Avenue and was heading up to 3rd. Smoke could be seen in Tacoma, and the roar of the fire heard for miles. Help had been called in from Tacoma, Portland, and even Victoria, BC, but would take hours to arrive.